Hello, and welcome to Energy Insight, a podcast by Smart Grid Observer. I'm Calvin Corin. Today, we're talking to Daniel Engelman. Daniel is the vice president of Ubiquia, a company that provides smart sensing and grid analytics tools for streetlights and utility poles. So thank you so much for joining us, Daniel.
Thank you for having me.
For listeners who might not be familiar, could you briefly describe the kind of work you do in this field?
Sure. So Ubiquia provides sensors on infrastructure that traditionally has not been intelligent. So that includes streetlights, transformers, and moving into the EV charging market.
Late last year, Ubiquia announced a rollout of some major expansions, and now you're going into more broad operational support. How do you feel like that mirrors the way grid management as a whole is changing?
So one of the biggest drivers behind our platform expansion is the realization that some of the most critical assets on the grid are also the least visible. So the transformers are a perfect example of that. Historically, they've been managed on a run-to-failure basis. They sit right at the edge of the grid. They take a lot of stress. And utilities don't usually have direct telemetry on them. And because of that, you don't often know there's a problem until something trips, overheats, or fails. But now the edge of the grid is where issues show up first: voltage regularities, thermal stress, and of course, power quality events. And by putting eyes and intelligence directly on those transformers, we help utilities move from reactive operations to a real-time understanding of asset health. And that's a fundamental shift. So for EV charging operators, many have already solved the easy reliability problems. Getting them to 95 or even 97% uptime is totally achievable. But the hard part is that last few percentage points, and that's where poor upstream power quality creates those unexplained failures, and transformer level visibility turns blind spots into actionable insights.
We hear about EV charging specifically as a growing grid driver. Have you noticed that impact in your work today compared to a few years ago?
Definitely. A few years ago, EV charging was largely a planning conversation. Utilities were modeling future demand and adoption curves, but today that's changed, and EV charging is very much no longer theoretical. It's operational, and we're seeing real stress on specific transformers, specific feeders, specific circuits, and it's happening in very localized ways. So this isn't an aggregate grid problem, it's an asset level problem. And certain pieces of infrastructure are getting hit much harder than others, especially around a fast charging site. So for operators, this shows up as reliability issues that are harder to explain. So a site can look fine on paper, but uptime still suffers because the upstream power isn't as clean or as stable as assumed. And that's why our focus has shifted from planning for the future to diagnosing and managing what's happening right now.
Ubiquia has a distinct approach from a fully turnkey system. By design, I understand you set out to preserve more customer agency. Can you tell us a little bit about how you help customers manage all that data that they gather effectively? Is that a challenge?
Yes. Well, you know, one of the things we're very intentional about is recognizing that data by itself doesn't create value. Decisions do. So we give customers access to the data coming off of our sensors, and we pair that data with analytics and AI that turns signals into actionable insights, where the goal is to help customers understand what matters without forcing them to become data experts. And that means continuously monitoring asset behavior, looking for patterns that indicate stress, degradation, or abnormal conditions in general. So when something crosses over a meaningful threshold, we alert customers in real time. And then over time, we can predict when an asset is likely to become a problem before it fails. And throughout all of that, the customers stay in control. So our role is simply to help them act with confidence instead of reacting after the fact.
Going to that, was there a time you can think of when you actually chose to make a product or a system more simple, even when a customer wanted more?
Yeah, a good example of choosing simplicity is how we've approached public safety and EV charging vandalism, particularly copper theft, which is a widespread problem, and the impact of it on uptime and operating costs is significant. And what customers consistently tell us is that it's not that they want more technology. They just want the problem to stop. So we made a deliberate decision not to build a traditional CCTV surveillance system. Instead, we focused on detecting the event itself. Using AI and edge processing, we can recognize the signatures of copper theft or vandalism as it's happening and then alert immediately. And when that's combined with LPR, license plate recognition, and integration with law enforcement workflows, it becomes an active prevention and response solution. So customers don't manage video, they get alerted and then they can act quickly.
Without getting into anything customer confidential, were there any insights from the field data that surprised you at all? Like times when you learned something about usage patterns or demand that changed the way Ubiquia developed?
Yes. One thing that genuinely surprised us was how often what looked like a charger failure wasn't a charger problem at all. In many cases, the root cause was upstream power quality, things like voltage sags, harmonics, or transient events. And once you can see those conditions in waveforms and event data, the mystery goes away. And that insight pushed us to focus less on device level monitoring and more on understanding what's happening across the system.
And as your scope expands, as Ubiquia's scope expands, how do you decide what Ubiquia should own end-to-end versus things that make more sense to provide through modules that you integrate or partnerships, external things?
Yeah, the way we draw the line is pretty clear. We own the edge, the telemetry, and the analytics. That's our core. And that's where reliability and data quality and trust really matter most. In areas where the ecosystem is already mature, like video management, license plate recognition, public safety platforms, integration makes much more sense in those situations than rebuilding. That gives customers flexibility and best of breed tools, and it lets us stay focused on outcomes across power and operations.
And do you anticipate this market, the smart city and utility market, going towards centralized platforms? Or do you think it'll be more of a federated system with a lot of interoperable services? Where do you think Ubiquia will fit into that?
Yeah, what we are seeing is a move towards federated systems, not a single centralized platform. But federation doesn't mean fragmentation. What operators really need is interoperability, systems that can share data and support coordinated decision. And Ubiquia fits well as an intelligence layer at the edge because we make data trustworthy, easy to integrate into existing operational environments, and we're not replacing enterprise platforms. We're connecting edge assets to them.
And do you have any final thoughts on what to expect in 2026? Anything we can look forward to?
Yeah, what I think we'll see in 26 is a shift from experimentation to operational maturity. So for utilities and cities, that means moving from pilots to standard practice. And for EV charging operators, it means fewer unknowns, more predictable uptime, so that customers, they're increasingly focused on outcomes, you know, reliability, safety, return on their investment. So from our perspective, that's very exciting. It's where edge intelligence starts delivering everyday value at scale. So the opportunity isn't about doing something radically new. It's about doing the fundamentals better and with confidence.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for talking to us about all of this, Daniel. Daniel Engelman will be speaking in the session Beyond the Charger, How Grid Conditions Impact EVSC Reliability at the EV Charging and Infrastructure Summit North America West, February 24th to 25th in San Francisco, hosted by Smart Grid Observer. So thank you again.
Thanks for having me. Enjoyed the conversation.